the information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
None of the above.
Hi, it's the morning of Thursday, March the 3rd, 2011, and my name's Peter Paul, and last night I had a very, very interesting phone call, very late at night, not normally that late, but I'd had an early night, and I got out of bed to answer it, and I was quite amazed at the content. So I'm going to hand you over to Nigel Furness, a good friend of mine who's been interested in paranormal and UFOs for many, many years. Hi, Nigel.
Hi, Peter. Just to put it briefly, excuse me, I was having a pint at the Sussex Cricketer Pub in Eaton Road, Hove, and this was at about half past ten-ish, no, quarter to eleven.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out the front to have a smoke, and there was nothing in the sky, clear sky, bar one, what I thought was a planet. I thought, oh, is that Jupiter or is that Venus, because it was big in the sky.
Yeah.
And I suddenly realised it was twinkling far too much. I thought, well, planets don't twinkle. And I realised it's twinkling far more than any star would twinkle.
Right.
And as I looked at it, I noticed that suddenly it would just go orange on one side, sort of reddy orange colour.
Right.
And then it would go back to the sort of white colour, and then it would go to sort of a peppermint green colour.
Mm-hmm.
And it appeared to me as if whatever it was must have been rotating very slowly, because it, you know, my eyes are not brilliant, but it looked almost as if there was like a pear-shaped end to it, if you know what I mean. And I went inside and I got a guy called Gary and said, look, can I borrow your eyes? Now, I didn't prompt him in any way. I just said, what do you see up there?
Yeah.
He described exactly the same thing. He went in and got Nick, who's an ex-army bloke with very good eyesight.
Yeah.
He described again exactly the same thing. And he actually said, well, it appears to me, I think he's got the best eyesight of any of us, if it's pulsing in some way.
Right.
And anyway, then one after another, the regulars came out, and then the landlord said, oh, what have you found now?
Yeah.
You know, he's always a bit sceptical about me and my theories. He said, well, come and have a look, Simon. I said, don't anybody say anything. What are we looking at? He looked up at the thing, and he said, oh, blimey, that is bizarre. He said, just a minute. He said, I'm going to get my mate out. He said, he's just, I think he said he'd just retired from the RAF or his ex-RAF or something.
Yeah.
And out came this young fella, and he said, you need to look at this, said Simon, the landlord. And the guy looked up, straight away got out a mobile phone, shone it, you know, took a picture of the object.
So, yep.
And then he said, excuse me, folks, I've got to make a phone call.
Okay.
And he gave out some numbers or something, sounded like a code. He didn't give a name. And then said, right, he said, south-southwest. And he said, it seems to be pulsating. He said, ready, orange, 1 minute. Before he could, oh, you've got it, said he. And then they chatted a bit more. He went out of our earshot, you know, and they chatted a bit more. And he came back and he said, there's a place, I cannot think what he said, it's Saint something. It's down in Cornwall, and that's where they track the movements of all aircraft or any missiles or anything that might be in the skies.
Okay.
You know? And he said that this place is linked to RAF Caldross. I think it's Caldross, he said, in Scotland. And he said it is officially classified as a UFO. We've no idea what it is. He said, but they have two Eurofighters scrambled and ready to go. And he said it's at about 35 to 40,000 feet up. It's out over the English Channel,
mm-hmm.
and it's approaching our airspace incredibly slowly.
Slowly,
and,
interesting.
Anyway, we all watched then and watched on, and I walked home, and each time I got to a street corner, I looked up, and I could see the thing again. And, well, obviously then I came inside, and I rang another friend who could see it, but he said, I don't think I'm looking at the same thing, but he said, it seems to go orange. But he said, you know, maybe that's just, you know, if you concentrate on something too long. I said, well, no, I said, everybody's eyes can't be wrong. He couldn't see the peppermint green part of it or the pulsing, and of course then I rang you, and that, well, the rest is history.
Did it show up on a radar then?
Sorry?
Did you know if they saw it on a radar?
I don't know that, Peter. He didn't see, because he was saying, he was just describing, this guy was just describing, oh, you've got it, said he.
Yeah.
And I said, so they can see it all the way down there in Cornwall.
Really? So it must be quite high, because it would be hidden over the horizon otherwise.
Well, that's what I thought, but he said 35 to 40,000 feet.
Pretty high. Depends how far away it is, maybe, whether it would be hidden or not.
I can't quite hear you. Maybe it was sort of nearer down Cornwall Way or something. I don't, you know how the angles are up into the sky.
Mm. So you've seen other lights from the pub, haven't you, in the past?
We have seen on several occasions formations of orange lights, but these are much, much bigger than what we saw last night, about golf ball size. And we've seen, generally speaking, formations of, I think it's five or is it four? They look as if they're mapping, if you know what I mean. They sort of wander about this way and that. And I mean, over 100 people one night, I think this would be about a couple of years ago when we had a decent summer and the beer garden was full again at the Sussex Cricketer, but this is at the back, so looking at the north sky. And these things, and all of a sudden, would come together in an arrowhead formation, just like, you know, what you see with the Red Devils.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, just totally disappear into a clear sky. Obviously, some form of incredibly rapid acceleration. Of course, you always get people saying, oh, well, Chinese lantern. But on one night, Chinese lanterns came over at the same time, and there was absolutely no comparison, because they were bobbling about this way and that. And I have a friend who, I didn't witness this, who turned the corner from Pomara Avenue into Eaton Road that same summer. I was in Ireland at the time, and he said that this, he saw a formation of 22 of these things in broad daylight, and there was a light aircraft obviously coming from Shoreham direction, had to take avoiding action.
Do you know?
I did ring up the Southern Counties Radio about that when they had some ex-RAF or ex-MOD, a mention about that, and he said he would check it out, but nobody got back to me.
Mm. Did they look different in the broad daylight? Do they still look like orange balls?
It wasn't... No. What he saw, he thought they were aircraft at first. He thought we were being invaded. He said they just looked dark, you know, dark shapes. It was very difficult to tell exactly what they were.
Mm.
But he said they were heading from west to east. Now, whenever we've seen these orange things, invariably they go from northeast to southwest. Then they will stop, and that's when they do all this. One goes this way, one goes that way, and then they always just sort of form an arrowhead toward the northwest, and bang, gone.
So they're crossing the south coast of England, aren't they? Really, they're coming down diagonally.
I would imagine
going
so, yes.
Out to sea in some way. The thing you saw last night, do you have any idea yourself what it might have been, or any ideas? We won't immediately say it's a flying saucer, but you know what I mean? Any theories?
Well, I mean, you know, UFOs, you know, are exactly that, unidentified flying objects. They may be from other worlds, they may very well be from this world, you know, and there's a lot of tension going on in the world, in the Middle East and everything at the moment.
Mm.
I mean, it seemed to me that whatever it is, I mean, quite clearly it was not a helicopter. Everybody agreed to that. Quite clearly, not a plane, because no plane could move that slow. I mean, the only thing that could move that slowly would be something like a balloon, a hot air balloon, or an airship, you know. But, I mean, it was quite apparent to everybody, Nick put it best of all, about pulsing, because that's exactly what it was. It was as if it was, you know, sometimes if you look out over the sea, there's a light ship, I think it's a light ship, which is along in the direction of Shoreham, you know. On a clear night, you'll see a whole line of ships going from east to west, all waiting for the tide to rise, I presume, to get into Shoreham Harbour. And you always see this, which must be some kind of a light ship out in the channel, you know, which will pulse on and off.
Yeah.
But the difference with this thing is, it didn't pulse on and off. The whitish thing, you know, the star-looking thing, stayed the whole time. But then suddenly you would see, to the left, always to the left-hand side of it, a sudden orangey-red, and then back to white, and then it's like a regular pulse, you know, then back to sort of very vivid peppermint green. But, you know, to me, that would almost seem as if the thing was not totally rotating, but half rotating, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, it's the sort of thing that could almost be like the Goodyear blimp, has a lot of lights on it,
yeah.
But it sounds a bit high up for that, you know. I don't think it would go as high as that.
And, I mean, we know for a start it was not the International Space Station, because I've seen that innumerable times, and that moves at a rate of knots. And I've also seen satellites. You know, these are frequent occurrences. So it's none of the above, you know.
Hmm. That's a fascinating story. Do you know if we're going to get any more?
Sorry?
Has there been any coverage of this anywhere?
No, but Oddly enough, this morning at 7:15, I put on the local radio and the X-Files music came on. They were on about flying saucers over Sussex, or UFOs, rather. And I thought, oh, that must be the story. But no, apparently it's the release of information from 1972, that apparently the MOD recorded a great many things here over Sussex.
There's some sort of silver object on an Eastbourne golf course, they mentioned.
Well, the first time I saw, you talk about silver objects, the first time I ever saw anything was in 1966 or 7. I was walking up Sackville Road in Hope, a beautiful summer's day, you know, absolutely blue sky and brilliant sunshine. They were just building Conway Court, and the block of flats was nearly up the top floor, you know.
Yeah.
And I was just, you know, looking, and I thought, what on earth is that? The sun was glinting really brightly off a silver disc. It's about the size of a 10-pence piece. And on the corner of Portland Road, there happened to be a policeman. I just said, excuse me, officer. I said, can you tell me, please? I said, what's that? And I always remember, he said, you know, he scratched his brow. He said, well, I'd be damned if I know. And it was just perfectly stationary. And, of course, as ever, when people are looking up in the sky, quite a crowd gathered. Everybody was watching. That just all of a sudden just totally vanished. And there wasn't a cloud in the sky.
When you say vanished, did it zip off or just pop out of the sky?
Just, you know, where's it gone, everybody said. Just vanished, literally, which the only one thing could do that, and of course that is, obviously, you know, extreme acceleration.
So it sounds
so
like...
I've been interested ever since then. I always have believed, you know, that the universe is a vast place and there must be planets everywhere, and life, I think, must be endemic in the universe, and I, you know, purely my theory, I believe that this Einstein business of nothing can travel faster than the speed of sound, of light, isn't necessarily the case. I do believe you could have wormholes in space. They think now that space perhaps, you know, warps, you know, and folds over on itself. I mean, there's the power of magnetism, all manner of things. But I mean, you know, I'm not necessarily saying, oh, look, this is something for another planet. There were loads and loads of reports of the stealth bomber, you know, before it was finally made public knowledge that such a thing existed. All I'm saying is, I cannot deny the evidence of my own eyes, and I seem to be blessed in that respect that if I look up in the sky, you know, from time to time I do see things. And of course, whenever I do, if there's anyone around, I always try to get a witness or as many witnesses as I can, you know, because just in case it could be my eyesight.
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.